Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the Sagal CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, why the U.S. is not the freest country on Earth. Mark is going to go down, I guess, a list of suggested reasons. We'll talk about that. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. We'll talk to McFall, listening in Pennsylvania on the AMP lines. Hello, McFall.
Oh, hi. Before I get to the point I wanted to make, I have something to say on topic. And that is that, it might be over the top to blame the state for everything, all of our problems. But when the state has its tendrils in every bit of society, then it's fair to ask what it has to do with the problems we're seeing. And I think that, with the growth of political association, which is based on violence, in all historical instances, that causes a shrinking of private society, which is based on relationships. But now, for the first time in history, we have the technology to circumvent that process. So we're seeing, communities being torn apart by the state centralizing infrastructure and, public schools which force people together into undesired relationships. But now, with the internet and with social media, we can sidestep that process. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're seeing so much of it today.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I suppose. I mean, when you're talking about this, when you're talking about the state, you're talking about coercion, and that it's gonna always change the formula.
Right, and it's not fair to say that that's the only reason why, because I would probably use Facebook myself even if we lived in a perfectly free society, just because it's fun to to talk what I don't know in my own personal life. But there might be more of a community based society if it weren't for the interference of the government. Maybe. I mean, that's just a theory, but there are historical precedents to it.
Yeah, I'm always wondering, what technology can, create outside of a government society, because I'm sure there's many things out there that, we look at them as bad because the government's involved with it and it's using it to invade our lives or make our lives more difficult, where if, absent government abuse of power and whatnot, those technologies could create some amazing things.
So what else did you want to talk about tonight, McFall?
Well, occasionally I like to remind your audience that there are, it's easy to characterize people in groups, especially when the majority of the groups tend to oppose the liberty viewpoint. So I like to remind the Free Talk Live audience from time to time that there are Christians out there who are opposed to state coercion, and I'm one of them. And I know that's going to make some of the atheists in the audience flinch back and hiss.
We have one on our show every Monday night. Her name's Michelle, and she's a Christian, too.
And I do enjoy listening to her perspective on things. But I had something in particular I wanted to say. You get often, especially on Saturday nights, you get people calling in talking about, bringing up supposed scriptural arguments for the state. And one of the most common is, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Of course, Christians love to leave off the second half of the verse, which is unto God what is God's. But I've recently done some research on that because I'm working on a project which will eventually become a book about libertarian ethics from a Christian perspective. And that is that back when Jesus said that, there were many different currencies available at the time. And Caesar only collected tribute in the coins that he minted. So essentially, what had happened was the Pharisees to whom he was talking, or maybe it was the Sadducees, I forget which, they were using Caesar's silver and paying tribute to him in exchange for political favors. Now, doesn't that sound an awful lot like somebody else who traded their loyalty to God in exchange for silver?
Sounds like Judas.
Yeah, so basically it sounds more to me like he was telling them, choose between, where does your loyalty lie, with God or with Caesar? Hmm. So it can hardly be, except if taken out of context, which is easy to do that considering the couple thousand years of history between now and then. But
between when it happened and when it was written, too.
Oh, yeah. But, there's only more like 100 or so years in that case. But it sounds more to me like he was saying, where does your loyalty lie, with Caesar or with God? And posing them a choice that neither would condemn him as a blasphemer in their eyes or as a rebel in the eyes of the Roman government and give him an excuse to arrest him.
So most people that use scriptural references are not terribly educated in the Bible. So if you tried to use this reference, they would just assume, well, I've got to go ask my preacher what this means anyway, and then you're not going to, you know, it, the fact is the Bible and Christianity today are really very little like, the religion that Jesus was participating in back then. So to argue, well, this is what Jesus meant, is really just asking these people to participate in a different religion, and they're not interested in that different religion. Do you understand?
Yeah, and I understand what you mean, but I think that you might be underestimating the amount of people who actually consider these things. It's mostly in the West, especially in America, and especially the people who get all the media attention, the Pat Robertson types, who until recently was all about the state. Now he's come out in favor of marijuana legalization, and that's something. But
well, I heard he backpedaled on that.
That was popular at the time.
Yeah. So, well, McFaul, do you go to a church?
I do.
And, I mean, are they in line with your views at all? I mean, what is their viewpoint of some of the things you're talking about?
For the most part, I would say they agree with me. It's they might not go as far as I would. I would say that the majority of them, I'm thinking back when Ron Paul ran for president, a lot of them bought the neoconservative line that he was he was just a liberal in sheep's clothing and all that. But the more I actually engage them and talk to them, the more they agree. And they may not be as extreme as I would be to say, just let's have a voluntary society and do away with the state completely. But even those who won't go that far say it would be something good to have, and it would be moral, and it would be more in line with the message of Jesus Christ than what we have now. That's very encouraging.
So how do you feel in general as far as Christians' involvement in the liberty movement? Is it a little on the smaller side? Do you feel like there's mostly atheists out there? I mean, is it just...
I find it's more people who are, I guess, kind of apathetic in that regard. It's always the extremes who get the most press. And, you get people like Stephen Molyneux. Of course, his viewpoints are rather extreme against religion. And then you get people like Russell Canning. He's pretty famous in the liberty movement, and he's a Christian, right?
Yeah, Russell's one of the earlier movers of the Free State Project. Unfortunately, he chose to leave New Hampshire recently due to family circumstances, that desires to get closer to his blood family, I suppose, or his wife's blood family. So unfortunately, he's no longer here. But there are still some great Christians that are here in the liberty movement here in New Hampshire. The former president of Free State Project, Varen Swearingen, is a very devout Christian.
Good example, yeah.
Michelle Seven is another Christian that I'm aware of, and I'm sure there are more that I'm just not aware of.
Yeah, and I'd also like to add that just within these circles, I've noticed that, usually it's the Christian types that are just a little bit pushy and aggressive with their religion. When they talk to you, they kind of try and push it on you. But here, it's so much more the atheists that are just like, if you're a Christian, you're stupid type.
That's not very nice.
Yeah, it boggles the mind that it can switch so drastically within crowds.
Well, I think that one of the reasons, and I'm not saying that this is the best way to deal with it, I do not think it's a good way to deal with it, but people were forced to go to Sunday school, like real live forcing, bodily forced to go to Sunday school, to vacation Bible school, to Christian school. This stuff was put upon them. And I can tell you
that was one of them.
Yeah, yeah. I was too.
I'm outraged at that. I don't like what was taught to me, and I wouldn't have, So there's backlash. Parents have decided that was a good way to treat their kids, and I don't think that it was discouraged by the church. Now the church is feeling backlash from people who are basically evangelical and angry atheists.
And I know that the religious folks in this movement do get together, like at the Porcupine Freedom Festival on Sunday morning, and they have various different religious gatherings. Christians, Catholics, Jews, whoever is there, they have their own little gathering, and so those people exist. And McFaul, I hope you'll come up and join them someday. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other Europac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793, call 877-747-2793, or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can check out our webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. Also built into the cam page is our chat room, so you can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that, and know that the cam, while it's free, is brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. Not only do they have the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, discounted up to 99% off of list price. They have some great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
Let's continue to take your phone calls about what you want. Bill, listening in Decatur to WVHP in Alabama. Hello, Bill.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'd like to find out your opinion. What does it take to impeach the current president that we have?
Well, it would take a miracle. And what good would it do anyway?
Well, if he was removed from power and they put someone in there that was more competent.
You mean like the vice president?
Well, I suppose until we could get another president.
So would the idea be to impeach both of them or just the president? So you got to think these things through, right?
Yeah, when everybody was talking about impeaching Bush, I was like, so we want Cheney in charge.
Right.
That's the goal there.
These are all, I mean, you trade out one deck chair for another on the Titanic and nothing has changed. You've only changed the head of state. The entire ship of state is still, you know, doing tremendous amounts of evil, still stealing from people, still threatening people, still hurting and killing people.
Still thinking.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who the head dog is in this game.
I see what you're talking about. Yeah.
Right. So that's this whole impeachment process or censuring or whatever it is that people want to do, or, you know, get him thrown out because of his birth certificate. You know, this whole thing is a huge waste of effort. It's a tremendous waste of time and money and brain power on something that ultimately will do absolutely nothing to change how things operate in Washington, D.C. Because even if you could kick out both Obama and Biden, which would be incredibly statistically unlikely, even if you could do something like that, then, okay, then you get the Speaker of the House, whoever the heck that is.
Yeah.
Whichever thug that happens to be at the moment. It was Pelosi, right?
Yeah, now at the time else? It was Pelosi when people were talking about it. And
now
it was like, ugh.
Boner.
So, yeah, now some other thug is the Speaker of the House, and he would be the president or she would be the president. Whoop-de-doo. Now you've spent all that time and effort, and you've still got another politician in charge of everything.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about.
No, I hate to be a downer. I'm not trying to be a downer or anything like that. I'm not trying to suggest that it is hopeless, that there's nothing that can be done to change things in this country. I just don't see, you know, the top dog in this criminal structure being any chance that anybody who understands the ideas of liberty is going to be placed into that position.
Yeah, it's a lot of impeachment until Ron Paul gets in charge.
Yeah, there'd have to be, what, like 45, 46 people impeached. And if you can't even do one easily, you're not going anywhere.
Bill, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's about it. Of course, I was talking about the failed foreign policy, the southern border with the killings going on and the millions of illegals crossing over, the contempt of court twice.
Well, the failure, there's a lot of you just mentioned there. The failure of the policy is the fact that the immigration policy exists in the first place. If people were allowed to come here and make a better life for themselves, then...
You wouldn't need an immigration policy if you didn't have the laws that, have made it so that the stray cats of the world want to come over here and get a bunch free. The fact is that the policies of, you know, the Great Society and the New Deal sort of set it in place where you can come to you should come to this country where we don't have to work to make money and to get fed and to be housed and things like that. So
that's a problem too, Mark, but a lot of people are coming here to make a better life for themselves.
They are, but you would never have had the problem in the first place. And this is the spiral of government. It creates a problem. It finds a problem, creates a solution. In the creation of the solution, it creates five more problems. Then creates five more solutions, and so on. And they tell two friends.
Bill, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Brian, listening to WGMD in Delaware. Hello, Brian.
Yeah, I just got a comment on about God, they want to talk about God. I
yes,
think
sir.
We all need to serve God, because unless somebody can say they made themselves, I don't know who they believe in. That goes for all religions. But
so when you say serve God, go ahead.
Well, atheists don't believe in a God.
That's true.
Yeah,
that would be the term. Yeah,
atheists. So every atheist thinks they made themselves. Well, I never seen.
An atheist, because you're an atheist, doesn't mean that you're claiming.
I'm not an atheist. I'm not a Christian.
No, not
I'm Muslim or nothing, but I know God. I know I didn't make myself.
Okay. The point I'm trying to make is that the simple statement that you do not believe in God does not mean that you know where life or yourself.
No. I believe in God because I know I didn't make myself.
What I'd like to know
I don't know.
Before you talk about atheists, how do you say people should serve God? What do you believe? What does that mean to you, serving God?
Feed him grapes.
No, I'm not feeding him grapes. Just whatever. Pay respect. I would say that.
Pay respect.
First.
Okay, but what about me? Hold on a second. I'm not an atheist.
You want to play the question game?
No, I'm not an atheist. Meg, I don't know. Are you an atheist?
No, I'm agnostic.
Okay, and Meg's agnostic. Mark is a Quaker. I'm a panentheist with Quaker tendencies, I guess. And panentheist means that I think that everything is God. All that is and all that isn't is God, if you want to use that term. So how do I serve a God like that?
Just know you didn't make yourself. That's the story.
You know, I always wondered about God.
My parents made me.
The God of the Bible and his propensity for praise. That's always interesting to me. Here's the most powerful creature in the universe. He made the universe. He made everything.
So that you could worship him.
Right. He cares what a bunch of little cockroaches think about him.
I made cockroaches, too.
Thank you for calling tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800.
They sing his glory.
800-259-9231.
If only I could have an army of cockroaches that would sing my glory.
By the way, welcome to our audience there in Delaware. We are in a test phase right now at WGMD. They're sat normally just on for Saturday nights, and I guess something happened with their nighttime show there. I'm not sure what the internals are with that, but they've been running Free Talk Live this week at nights. And so if you love the show, give old Dan a call, Dan Gaffney, the program director, and let him know that you like us. If you hate us, give him a call and let him know that you hate us. Because either way, if people are feeling passionate about what they're hearing, that's what's important. So welcome aboard to our listeners to WGMD in Delaware. 800-259-9231 is the number here, but that is not the contest line. The contest line is 603-435-1105, and right now, if you call in at that number, we'll give you it again here in a moment, you will win a two-pack of the Totisac. But what is the Totisac?
The Totisac is a retail grocery bag carrier made of completely recycled materials right here in the United States. It's a sort of a hook that you can carry grocery bags on, all kinds of other items, and it's extraordinarily convenient for carrying groceries.
And they're strong, too. I mean, these things can carry more than you could possibly.
In states where brass knuckles are illegal, Totisac's a
yeah,
and they're cheap Totisac. It's cheap brass knuckles, too.
They're great. You can go to Totisac.us to get your own, Totasak.us. And if you call in now, you can win a two-pack at 603-435-1105. 603-435-1105. More Free Talk Live coming up with your thoughts on what you want.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to Le Cig. Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at lecig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LESIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there for you. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
And you can join us again online at freetalklive.com. Features including the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there, and you can edit virtually anything that you see. Coming up this summer, you don't want to miss Porcupine Festival 2011. It's happening. The Free State Project is putting it on, as they do every single year. Rogers Campground is where it's going to be, and that's the northern part of New Hampshire. It's a beautiful drive through the White Mountains to get there. The campground itself is right next to the White Mountains. Incredible location. And the best part is that you're going to be around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. People that understand from the get-go, in your first conversation with them, you don't have to cover the basics of, you know, whether or not they get the non-aggression principle, whether or not they understand why it's a bad idea to aggress against peaceful people.
You don't have to feel awkward about coming out of the liberty closet.
Right. Everybody there is already out of the liberty closet, and it is an absolute blast. It's an incredible group of folks, and it will be in the numbers of, well, I don't know, 800 to 1,000. There were about 800 there last year, so I would guess we'll probably get another 10 or 20%.
It gets bigger every year.
It does get bigger every year, and it's just such a great group of folks, people from that have already moved to New Hampshire, like those of us on the show. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from there. So people that have already moved here, and most importantly, people from all around the country and around the world who have yet to come here, and they want to check things out. They want to meet some of the people that they've heard about, say, on Free Talk Live, or that they've seen about on the internet, on the forums. forums at freestateproject.org and other places like freekeen.com.
And that evil Facebook.
Yeah, or Facebook. And so come on up. Go to porkfest.com to learn more. It's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. You can get registered today. Early registration is open, and you can use our coupon code, which is freetalklive. That's all one word in that case for the coupon code, freetalklive, to save 20% on your registration and other pre-order items like Porkfest t-shirts and things like that. So use our coupon code freetalklive, all one word, save some money at porkfest.com and get registered now while you can, so you can get, you know, your campsite locked down and be there, because it's going to be an awesome time. That's porkfest.com. As we go to your phone calls, you can bring up anything you want. Bo is listening to WNYY in Ithaca, New York. Hello, Bo.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just want to call and say hi to you guys again. It's me. It's that guy I caught up about North Korea last time.
Oh, what? I'm sorry. Say again.
Called to talk about North Korea, and you gave me like an awesome idea on why, you know, we didn't go to war with them. Thank you very much.
I don't remember, but thank you. Go ahead.
Going to war is generally a bad idea.
Yeah, go ahead with your thoughts today.
And you said that generally is bad, and I'm like, that's great, you know. I agree with you guys. But religion-wise, you guys, I consider myself an atheist. Okay. I think all religions, to me, is just too much killing, you know?
Yeah.
And well, not all religions are killers.
Not all religions are killers. It's just the people itself, what they believe, and they kill people. Because I'm an immigrant. I'm a new U.S. citizen now since last year from Laos, from the Vietnam War.
So what you mean is some people who are in religions use their religion as an excuse to kill people.
How about lots?
That's correct. That's what I think. That's my personal opinion. Because I came to America here without any religion, without any background religion, and I came here and introduced myself to Muslims and Christians and other, like, Baha and everything, Baha'i. And
Baha'is.
I came to conclusions where there's no such thing as God. It's all made up by humans, and we should just get along.
You know? We should all get along.
That's my opinion. We all should work together. And right now, we should be out in space and creating like spaceships. I mean, instead of polluting Earth, you know, and finding other natural resources out there somewhere else.
And I used to be an atheist myself for approximately a decade of my life. So I certainly understand. I certainly understand the viewpoint.
Well,
I'm still trying to find.
I was just going to say, the thing with atheism for me is it's a very definite, just like religion. You know, it's a definite, there is no God.
Sure.
Yeah, and for me, I just, you know, if I'm using the excuse of I can't prove God to not follow religion, I can't disprove God, so.
Right, I can't disprove God neither. The reason why I came to that conclusion, because, you know, all this literature I've been reading and all this, you know, Natural Geographic, you know, shows and stuff, and how old Earth is, and when dinosaurs came along, and how old everything is, and you expect me to believe that Earth is only 6,000 to 10,000 years old.
Well, what you're saying is you don't believe the Christian God exists.
Other religions say the same exact thing, that they are the ones who created Earth.
I could make a religion tomorrow, and you know, that wouldn't mean, and it wouldn't fit those models that you're talking about, because you'd be taking in the information that you have today. And so, you know, I mean, these people were using the information they had at the time, 3,000-4,000 years ago, when they made these religions. But there certainly are new religions out there, and you know,
new age religions where you don't have that violence aspect, and you don't have this, you know, silly old beliefs that aren't based on science.
I think for whatever reason, whether it's evolutionary or because it's true, people believe that there's a God. They're predisposed to believe that there's a God. And go ahead.
Back in the day, when people believed there was such a thing as God, because there was not much communication.
Back in the day is today.
Yeah, so much of it
today
is based off of, like, solar.
A couple thousand years ago, you know, like, it was all about solar, but paganism.
It's all about an explanation for the way the world works and you know,
and
what people
man's
want.
Man's purpose in it.
Yeah, and for a long time, it was other men who came up with these stories to, A, explain away the unexplainable to people that were asking questions, people that were not so, I guess, educated.
And then they found
they could control them with
right,
this.
Right, absolutely. They brainwashed them, and they used it for control. They used it to seize people's land and to take their money.
God said, fight this war for me, because that is the bad guy over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so no doubt.
We're still doing that today.
Sure, absolutely.
Americans are still doing that today. I don't understand that.
Well,
and,
It could be that that being an atheist is striking the root of the problem. It could be, but you know, maybe the root of the problem is people's willingness to use violence. I don't know.
Right. But I love Christian religion, Christian people, because I came over here because I got sponsored by the Christian. I can't go wrong on that. Christian
the Lutherans?
Faith is great.
Was it the Lutherans?
I went to a Lutheran school.
I had no clue what it was, but we just got sponsored here to America, you know?
The Lutherans to sponsor people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I love the Christian because I went to church when I was a kid. But, you know, growing up, seeing all this going on, I'm like, wow, really? So I had to ask myself, I stepped back and looked at, I read the Bible. I never read the Quran before, but I'm gonna read it and see what it's all about.
There's
no
doubt the religions are rife with hypocrisy, and I think that, thank you for the call tonight, Bo. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And when I say religions, I don't mean all of them, but certainly some of the primary ones, the most popular ones.
Well, the bigger they are, it's like power in any leadership position. Once they get big enough and powerful enough, people that can manipulate them get into those positions, and they do so.
Let's talk to Gary.
This is the Quakers too.
Gary's listening to WGMD in Delaware. Hello, Gary.
Hey, how we doing tonight?
Just super. What's on your mind?
Love the show.
Thank you, sir.
Call
Dan Gaffney tomorrow morning and tell him that.
Oh, I'm going to.
All right. Perfect.
Yeah, I will tell Dan the man. Keep you guys on.
Excellent.
The atheism, everybody hears the word atheism and they think right away, oh my God, devil worshipers.
Yeah.
That's what they think. I mean, you know, when they hear atheism, they say, oh my God, he's a devil worshiper. Yeah, it's not the way it is. It's just that they don't believe in God as a divine being.
And
that's basically the definition of an atheist. You know, they do not believe in God.
The corollary is they don't believe in the devil either, which of course
no.
You know,
there's neither. There's what I believe in. There's UFOs going to come back. You know, I mean, we were brought here. I believe we were manufactured by aliens.
You know, I would say that's as plausible as any other religious belief.
I find it interesting.
I mean, you know, I mean, you look at it, we developed so quickly in a short period of time. You know, what's to say the aliens didn't come down here, mate with what was here, you know, which were subhuman, and then made a race to be their slave race.
So like, you really believe this, right? You're not just pulling our chain.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is something that's coming down, you know, coming down the pike. I don't know if you
want to tell me more. If you want to tell us more about it, I'd love to hear more about your beliefs in this on this issue. So if you want, hang on. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up absolutely anything. 800-259-9231.
Anything.
Plenty of time for your thoughts to remain. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for you and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Mark, what is SACL CAI?
SACL CAI is a company that does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivable. It's owned by Jason Osborne, among other folks, and he is a big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live. See more, find out more, SACL CAI. Go to freetalklive.com, click on the top banner on the right-hand side, SACL CAI.
All right, 800-259-9231. I think Gary is still with us, listening to WGMD in Delaware. Hello, Gary.
How are we doing?
Good. Now, you are an atheist, yes?
Well, in a state, yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
In that you do not believe in the traditional religious monotheistic gods, but on the other hand, you did say something about your beliefs regarding aliens perhaps being involved in mankind's evolution, and I was curious as to, you know, having you tell us a little more about your belief system there.
Well, I've been watching Ancient Aliens on Discovery Channel, and it makes about as much sense as anything I've heard. I mean, I was raised Catholic, and I'm sorry, sitting in the Catholic church was a good place to take a nap. But I've gone through other religions, you know, the Christian religions of Pentecostal and Baptist, and it's all the same thing, you know. You got it. The only way to get to heaven is through Jesus, and you know, it's all written down in the Bible. But who wrote the Bible? You know, back in the day of the Bible, people couldn't read and write.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you're the apostles that were supposed to be following Jesus around were just common men. They didn't know how to read and write.
Well, certainly we know that men wrote
perhaps
the Bible.
Luke was the doctor could, but you know, not many of them.
We know that men that wrote the Bible for the purpose of, as we mentioned earlier, indoctrinating
people.
It's
not about who wrote the Bible. It's about who edited it. And the fact is the Bible was edited like 350 years after whatever was written. I think that if Paul knew that his letters were going to get published in the best-selling book in the world, maybe it would have been a little better about what he wrote.
And how it was interpreted.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because it's left wide open. I mean, you can read a passage out of it. I can read a passage out of it. We both get something different out of it, completely different.
So tell me more about the aliens, Gary. That's what I want to know about.
Well, if you look at the scientific proof of the Neanderthals, between the time when the Neanderthals disappeared and the Homo sapiens, wise man, became a wise man. You know, just there's a short period of time there, and we haven't really evolved much from that, point, you know, up until, you know, present day. And it just, what happens, you know, we got Neanderthals here that came from ape, you know, and they've kind of evolved over the thousands of years. And now they can rub sticks together and make fire. Whoopty, you know. And now the aliens say, you know, they're scanning around. They say, oh, there's a planet there rich in gold. And we need gold for, and this is what they're saying, our atmosphere on our home planet. But we don't want to mine this gold. Now they got beings down here that we can mix DNA from us in them, and we can make a slave race and let them mine the gold for us.
So you're saying that these aliens are not necessarily benevolent? You believe that they are maybe naughty aliens that'll enslave people?
Well, I don't know. I'm saying they could have mixed DNA, their DNA, with us, not actually by breeding.
They made
a
pretty crappy workforce then, because most of the people I know would be pretty defiant against that.
Yeah, defiant or lazy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you're going against a ray gun.
Right, yeah. I mean, you guys it's easy to be defiant when you're talking about other humans trying to control you, but when the aliens have gamma rays or death rays.
Well, they got all that. Why do they need humans? I mean, they
should... They were gods to us, you know?
Invent some machine to do all that.
They came from the sky. They were gods. You know, they made themselves in the image of themselves. You know, they made up in their image.
Okay, so do you believe that there's, like, some evidence for your theory? I mean, you said you've been watching something on the Discovery Channel, so what is it?
There is all kinds of evidence. You know, that they have shown, you know, through the series. If you ever get a chance to watch Discovery Channel or The Ancient Aliens, or even get the CDs, I think they've got CDs out now. I mean, get it. It's eye-opening. It's scary.
Well, give me some, you know, hot examples of what you think is really persuasive. Like, are there hieroglyphs
or
something?
I mean, the Mayans. You know, the writings from the Mayans. I mean, they kind of cross-reference all the religions. You know, not just Christianity or not just the Jewish faith. I mean, it just, they were showing comparisons through all the writings, you know, of ancient writings. But the Mayans were kind of like on track with everything, and the calendar ends in 2012, you know.
Well, most religions, including the Mayans, are based off astrology. It's just some basic things that happen within the universe that you can visually see. Like, you know, the seasons change, the Earth will go into a different house, which is where, like, the astrology whole thing came up with, like, Aquarius and Scorpios and stuff like that. It's just the position of the Earth within the cosmos. Mm-hmm. And so these religions were just written around these cosmological events, you know.
Right.
Are there things that are more specific besides just references to the sky, like that you're seeing in these Mayan or maybe Egyptian ruins, or like hieroglyphs that point to spacemen or something like that?
It's they were explaining that the certain points where planets line up with certain landmarks that they had constructed. They can actually see the planets line up with these landmarks.
Well, it doesn't seem what you're saying to me here, and obviously you're summarizing what you've been watching over a number of hours or years or whatever. But I mean, from the things you've pointed out, it just sounds to me like you've got people with a lot of time on their hands to do things like look at the sky. They didn't have other, you know, idiot boxes that they could sit and look at or other things that
they
could distract themselves with. So they were doing things like building Stonehenge and, you know, building monuments to things that they didn't understand or to the things that, you know, that seemed greater than them. But I haven't really heard you say anything specific as far as, like, you know, a hieroglyph showing a spaceman coming down or whatever.
Like, they have those writings in all the caves. I mean, they have the spacemen in all the caves.
So
the drawings, the ancient drawings of showing. Egyptians.
When are they coming back? Is there any idea? Like, you think it's 2012?
Well, the Mayan says 2012. You know, that's what the Mayans are saying.
Also, to be fair,
you know,
when I doodle people, sometimes they come out looking like aliens.
Yeah.
So, do they address the idea that humans share 99%+ of their DNA with chimpanzees?
No, they didn't. They didn't say anything about that.
It's interesting, the idea that an alien race may have come here and populated the world.
Well, maybe they created the monkeys and then it just developed into man.
Yeah, but the fact is you just go down the old evolutionary tree and you find less and less DNA. I mean, it's really pretty simple to look at.
I think it's pretty plausible, the idea that there are extraterrestrial, you know, that they exist.
I think that anybody who says there's no life on other planets probably just doesn't understand what infinity's like.
Yeah.
They're crazy. Yeah, they're crazy. I mean, there's so many planets and stars up there that are habitable, and we're finding them now. You know,
whether they light speed is something on the that you know kind of boggles my mind.
Whether they've been here and been involved or will come back, those are questions that are open
our politicians
to interpretation.
Wow.
Hey, Gary, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. We want to get Ricky on here, listening to WTAR in Virginia Beach. Hello, Ricky.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to comment a little bit on your Saturday show about you were talking about the militia and not having the military.
Okay.
Was your theory of that is you would prefer to not have a military from like this day forward or originally?
Obviously I can't change the past, this day forward would be nice.
This is a problem with several layers to it. And I think that the simple layer is let's take our military and move them back inside of our borders and move them off of 700-plus military bases in 130-plus countries around the world, just like every other country does. And
right.
I think that that's probably the first step. Now, I'm against the idea of a standing army like the Founding Fathers were, but I think that there's a pretty good historical argument for the War of 1812 and how things would have gone without a standing military. However, I think that the counter argument to that we would make is, you know, Washington wasn't as important then as it is today, and the simple taking of Washington wouldn't have taken the United States. They would have had to defeat every state in the process.
Your thoughts, Ricky?
But the comment I want to make is if we did not have a military as of right now and wasn't able to defend us and just had militias take over, I mean, wouldn't we be acceptable to a nuclear war because we would have the military that could destroy it before it got here? Militia, I mean, you can have all the guns you want in your house. But
well, the military is not going to destroy the nuclear weapon before it gets here.
What's the military going to do?
What I was saying is if the United States knows of a certain country that is developing and that we could stop them from development, but where if we didn't have a military, we could never stop them from development, and that would just leave us
the United States
So a standing military generally refers to the Army. The missiles are controlled by the Air Force. A standing Air Force and a standing Navy are authorized
by the
Constitution.
He's talking about going in and stopping them from building the nuke in the first place. That's never happened in the history of nuclear building that I know of. And so you've got a bunch of countries with nukes, and they're all pointing them at each other, and I think that de-escalation is the right move. I wish we had more time to talk to you. You're welcome to call back with more questions and thoughts tomorrow night. We'll be back then. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime. See you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.